have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Everybody, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord tonight. Open up your mouth and say something. We got to get the word out, Dr. Kimmy Kim. We got to get the word out. Open up your mouth and tell God something. Y'all ought to open up your mouth and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Indeed, it is an honor. It is a privilege It is a blessing to be here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. On this broadcast, it is a blessing. Amen. To make it here. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. God has been so good to us. Yes, he has. He's been good to us. He's been mighty good to us. He has spared us another chance, another opportunity to get it right. Hallelujah. We woke up this morning. Come on here. We woke up this morning. Oh, yes, we did. God woke us up this morning. He woke us up this morning, clothed us in our right mind with the activities of our limbs, so we got something to be thankful for. I don't know how your day went, but listen here, if you made it to this line tonight, I know it went well. I know you might have had a little struggle, but it's okay. If you made it to this line, God gave you that stamina, come on here, to get on here at 6 p.m. because he got a word for you tonight. I'm telling you, there is a word from the Lord. You don't have to ask a question. You ought to know that there's a word. God always gives us the word. His word is his word. Come on here. And he's given us his word. Hallelujah. In our bellies. We got word in our bellies. Amen. To declare and to decree in the earth. Hallelujah. So we're excited tonight. Amen. Again, go ahead. Call a neighbor. Tag a friend. Let them know that Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter is on the line tonight. Call them up now. Tell them I made it here. Yet another chance. Got another chance to get here on tonight. Let them know that I didn't shortchange them. I said what I said. My word was my bond, and I'm here tonight. Hallelujah. Only because God made a way. Amen. And through my great friend, my great sister, hallelujah, Dr. Kimmy Kim, I bless the Lord for her tonight. Come on, give her a shout out. Hey, God bless her. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I thank you. You know how much I appreciate you. Amen. I thank God I'm a part of her team, and I thank God she's a part of my team. Hallelujah. Where I can't go, she can go. Come on here, somebody. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, we can't be in the physical. Hallelujah. She allows our, allows our words to carry out to outer places that where we can't reach. Come on here. So I thank God for what he's using her to do in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. And I also thank God how he's raising her up in the realm of the spirit. So tonight, y'all do know that she has, she's producing this show. It's not a show, but it's like, it's on Clubhouse. We are in the club. Amen. Come on. Somebody say, we in the club. We are in the clubhouse, amen, every Friday night. Every Friday night, we are in the clubhouse, amen, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, every Friday night. Amen. We have many great sisters that are that is also seated with me. Yours truly is one of the featured guests. Isn't that amazing how God keeps making ways out of no ways, opening up doors, giving me avenues? And this is because our radio producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, this is another part of something that God has placed on our heart to do. I'm in the clubhouse. I'm in the clubhouse. So y'all need to join me. Come on. Come on some Friday nights. Last Friday night, it was my turn to be the moderator. So if you want to go back and play back by the replay, for those of you who follow me every week, I think it may be on my page. You just hit that link, hold that link down, and it will carry you bypass most of the stuff to get to the replay of the clubhouse. I do understand that a lot of you, I've had maybe five people, I think five or more, tell me that they could not get on with the link that I sent them in messages. So the next time for this Friday, I will send a link that will link, well, it should link you right to bypass and come to clubhouse. Some of you said you couldn't open it up. Some of you said you had to download it, yada, yada, yada. However, we're going to try to do whatever we can to make sure that you get that. And especially on the nights that I have to moderate, I want you to hear my other sisters. Now, we're not in competition, but I need y'all to show up, be there. Cause see, I can see who's there. I can see who's joining me. I know your name. So I know who's joining me on a Friday night. Cause we going to the club. Somebody say, I thought I was out of the club. Now we done went back to the club. It's called the clubhouse, y'all. Glory to God. So we truly thank God for that other avenue. Amen. That Dr. Kimmy Kim has created for some of us women. Amen. And it's called Beauty to Ashes. From Beauty to Ashes. ashes to beauty, from ashes to beauty. Y'all just listen, from beauty to ashes. We were ashy, but now we're beauty. Come on here. We were ashy and dusty and dirty, but now we have become beautiful in God's creation. Oh, Lord have mercy. I may be saying the name wrong, but y'all can just look it up. Ashes to beauty, or beauty to, from beauty to ashes. Whatever way you want to put it. I was once this way, but now I'm here. I was this way, but now I'm here. I was that way, but now I'm here. I'm whatever way I was, I'm better than what I used to be. Come on. And I'm going to leave that right there on the table. Amen. Amen. So I just thank God, amen, for all that he's doing, even with me. I do have one official signing, book signing, that is May the 28th, from 2:30 to 6 p.m., May the 28th, here in the beautiful city of Mobile, Alabama. Again, if you would like to purchase one of the books, and I do got to go ahead and start sending them out, Dr. Kim McCamp, but if you would like to purchase one of the books for me to sign, pre-sign, you need to do so, because I think after this month, I won't probably be doing a signings like I would, because I'm going to pray over what I'm signing. I'm going to release whatever word God give me for you. It will be in the book. So if you want the book, you need to purchase it now before I shut it down. All right. Then these are prophetic words that I will give you in this book. In the beginning, or maybe in the end, however God leads me. But I'm going to speak prophetically into your life. And then you have those signed copies. You need to go ahead and inbox for the price. The price is $30. And that is because we want to pay forward. I understand that this book is not a big book. It's not a thick book, but it will catapult your marriage into, it will take your marriage from the back, off the back burner to the forefront, and stay in the forefront. Now, it's not a thick book at all. It ain't that. It ain't no thick book. It's sayings that I put together that I use, and it will help you. Now, I got 32 and a half years and counting, so that means I have something to back up what I'm saying. I can back it up, okay? And so this book, when you're thinking about something, read one of the passages, and it's going to bless your life, your whole life. I'm telling you, it's going to bless your whole life. And then if it blesses you, please don't, I would love for you to give me a review. Send it back, you know, saying how this book blessed you, and we'll post it. Amen. Glory to God. And then I'll probably be doing more books this way. And, you know, who knows? Whatever God says. But I do want y'all to go ahead and do it now, because after May, I will not be scribing in the book prophetically. Now, I will sign it. You know, if they come to another book sign, it will just be a signed autograph book. But this book now, until I'm going to say May the, I'm going to have to look at the calendar, but for the first part of May, the cutout probably will be about the 15th, anywhere closer to the 20th. I won't be doing all the prophetic stuff, because I need to make sure that I have the things in there and have these people books sent to them. For those of you who are coming to the book signing, you need to pay for your books before you come. Your books will already be signed. Make sure if you want me to sign them, do it before, so that I can, again, speak into your lives, and you'll have your books ready at the table with your name already on them. You don't have to wait. They're already done. Again, by the time book signing comes, I probably will just be scribing my name. Amen? Amen. So thank y'all. I just had to do that early on for station identification. I may come back and do it again, but because it's on my mind and my heart, I'm going to just say it up front. Again, look for me, Sylvia Hunter. Now, I do have a fake page that they have. It is a fake. They're using it for a gain, but it's not me. And then there's my page. Which is my new page. Well, I've had it now for over a year. So it's 2020. But anywho, my old page has been hacked. So they use it. So some people run up on that first before they run up on my new page. However, my new page should probably have an official Dr. Sylvia Hunter underneath my name, Sylvia Hunter, or may say Apostle Sylvia Hunter. However, just make sure you get the right one. Okay. Also, I want you guys to go and on the Facebook and hit the search bar, type in married, M-A-R-R-I-E-D, the number 2, and ministry. Make sure you like and share. I need you to share this to all of your friends, even those of you under the sound of my voice, even those of you that are in my ministry. If you are following me on that page, if you're liking that page, and it is blessing you, because I'm quoting every day, you're getting something fresh off the press every day, every day, every day. If you're liking that page, I need for you to share it with your friends. Go down your friend list, invite all of your friends. What you do is go on that page, Married to Ministry, click on or go over to the community, slide a thing over to the community where it says like post pictures, whatever. Go to the community and it has community. Then you go down under community. It says invite your friends. Go ahead and hit that button. Invite all your friends to like Marriage to Ministry. I want to get that up before May the 28th of the book signing. I want that page to be over 2,000 strong. Can we do that? Can y'all help me do that? It's right at almost 700 right now. I want y'all to help me get to the 2,000 mark. I really want to go 3. I'm going to just ask for what I want. I want 3,000 followers, 3,000 friends, 3,000 followers on Married to Ministry. It is a big deal to me because I love marriages. And for those of you who want to get married, you need to go to every person on your page, your single friends, and you need to make sure that they like it. You need to share the stuff that I'm sharing on that page. You need to bring it in because, see, y'all got to know. You just can't, you know, you need somebody to tell you the truth about being married. You know, somebody don't be posting on Facebook like you and this man all good and stuff, and you know he don't even want you, and you just trying to show off with your friends, and this man dogging you out, and your friends though he dogging you out. Your friends though he got 2 and 3 other women. Come on here. And so they laughing at you. I'm going to tell you, sister girl, they laughing. So listen, I want y'all to share this for me. I need 3,000 plus followers by May the 28th. Can y'all help me? Will y'all help me? Can we commit to this thing? And it's sad because I have people that follow me that are in my ministry that does not share this. They don't share this on their page. They don't share it with their friends. They say, well, I don't know how to do it. That's the first thing I get. But why is it that if you can't share what I'm asking you to share, but you can share everybody else stuff, something ain't right with that picture. Y'all know I'm not ashamed to say nothing. I will tell it. I will tell on them too. All right? Listen, no holds barred. They will share other people's stuff, but they can't seem to share that. You know, some people just like everything for free. Aren't y'all sick of folks always freeloading you, freeballing you? No, we're not going to do that. Some things you need to pay for. You got to show people that, listen, I love you. I love the work that you're doing. I believe in you. Well, if you believe in what I'm doing, if you love me and you see God using me, why don't you support financially? I don't need all your word service. The Lord talks to me. I don't need all the words, but I need to see them dollars. Come on here. I need to see them Benjamins. Glory to God. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. But I'm serious. We'll support everything when it's free. Mm-hmm. Everything on the airtime, everything on Facebook, it live, you get on it for free. Soon as somebody asks for a seed, you want to get off the fire, you get off the line. You got your prophecy. You got off the line. You got whatever you came there for. You got off. You get off the line, and that's it. That ain't right. You know what I'm saying? But that's why you don't really have the millions. You don't have the largest scale. You're not doing generational wealth. You're not doing you're not creating generational wealth. You're not getting into certain clubs and certain groups and certain societies and certain, not societies, but in certain, I won't even say organizations, but you're not getting into where you need to be or where God would take you because you keep lowballing. And I don't want to get into my message tonight, but we're going to go on. We're going to move on. Father, we thank you tonight. Let's pray. Hallelujah. We thank you for waking us up, God. We thank you for being God all by yourself. Beside thee, there is no other. You are the Lord of my life. You are the Lord of my life. You are the love of my soul, the lifter of my head. And I praise you tonight. I love you, oh God. I appreciate everything that you're doing in me, through me, God, and for me. I thank you for these, your people that are on the line, that's under the sound of my voice, and those that will come back by replay. God, bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Enlarge their borders. And I thank you now. So, Father, as we go in this word, as we dissect your word, God, go before us. Be with us. Speak through us. Oh, God, use me as your instrument. I thank you tonight, God, that we are as ready writers. God, we are ready to write this story. We thank you now for understanding, quick memory, recall, quick understanding. In the name of Yahshua, we pray. Amen. Amen. I know I took up some time, but it's good. It's all good in the neighborhood. Go with me to Matthew, the eighth chapter. Matthew, the eighth chapter. We're going to talk about how Jesus was going through Capernaum. Amen. He was traveling through, you know, he's going through the multitudes. He was going through. And in this part of the scriptures in Matthew, early on parts, you'll see how he's going through. He's doing the work of the ministry. He's going through healing the sick. Okay. He's going through healing and raising the dead. He's going through being about his Father's business. Amen. He's going through being about his Father's business. He's going through obeying his Father. He's going through walking through, seeing wherever he need to go. Listen, Jesus. You know how we say, okay, as Jesus was on this journey, he went where he was needed, okay? He went where he was needed and not where he was wanted. Come on here. Y'all ain't going to say nothing about that. He went where he was needed and not where he was wanted, because wherever there's a greater need for you, oh, my God, if you are a God person, if you love people, oh, my God, if you love people, when you're going places where you need it, you're going to get the most victories. You're going to have, oh, my God, you are going to be fulfilled as a messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ, because you went where you was needed. But when they want you places, come on here, here comes the usury. When you go where you're wanted, people are going to use you. They're going to try to pimp your anointing. They're going to use you to get money. That's why I tell people, don't call me, because I cannot take up your offering. I'm just one that can't do it. I don't do it in my old church. I'm not good at calling lines, okay? That ain't my ministry. God didn't anoint me for that. So now if you think that that's why you call me to your church, you're going to be broke. You're not necessarily broke, but you wouldn't get what you thought you was going to get. I'm not that preacher. I can't do it. I can't call them lines. I mean, you know, maybe that may be an anointing later on, but right now, So you might get somebody else. So, but God, Jesus was sent by his Father where he was needed. Hear that. I want you to understand. Amen. Where he was needed. Then God said, I shall supply you with your what? Need. According to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I shall. But you know what I'm saying? So he's going to supply you with your needs. Jesus went where he was needed, not where he was wanted. Because he could have went where he was wanted, and then that's when all the fame would have came. They try to make his head big. Come on here. All the people were just hoovering over him with money, giving him money. Listen, I don't know if they told y'all or not, but Jesus' ministry was not broke. Jesus had one of the most wealthiest ministries that have ever been heard of. You think T.D. Jakes' ministry wealthy? Baby. Joyce Meyer's ministry wealthy? Baby. Can I tell you, Jesus had the most wealthiest ministry. He had many followers. My God. But he only had 12 members. He had many followers. They were followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he only had 12 members. So what you're saying, Apostle, I'm just saying, he went where he was needed. And a lot of times you get the big head because somebody said you got a call of God on your life. And here you are, you want to go, oh, they said I got a call, so I'm going to preach. But wait a minute, what did they tell you what kind of call you had? Or did they say tell you to seek the Lord? Because then one thing about me, I'm going to tell you to seek God and then come back to me. Because see, if I can speak all of what I know and what God has shown me concerning you, I can tell you, but if you don't believe it, then you still need to seek the Lord. You still need to, you know, but I'd rather send you to God first. Go ask God, God, who am I in there? Who you call me to be? Am I in the part of the fivefold? What is my position in the kingdom? You need to know these things, right? So, so somebody say, oh, there, you got to call up to pastor on your life. Oh, I got to go pastor. I'm going to get my briefcase. What you getting a briefcase for? You ain't got a church. What you get your briefcase for, Pastor? You ain't even got a member. My shit, Kata Boshaya. So you jumping the gun and you ready to go preach. And you ain't ever read you ain't even read the whole 23rd Psalms. You don't even know that verbatim. But you're ready to preach a sermon. Because you ready to go. And they say, let you have a look. Because if you got the look, they'll call on you just because you look good. Come on here. And they call on you. You go up in there and they think they're going to get something. They're going to get disappointed. Because you can't cast out a net. You don't know no Bible. All you, because the streets raised you, and all you know is streets, and you don't even have no dialect. You don't even have a Bible verse that you can quote. Only thing you know is Jesus well. But why did he weep, brother? Why did he weep? Sister, why he well? Do you know why he wept? Or you just, you know, you heard that Bible verse, so that's what you learned. It was easy to learn that, right? Jesus well. Jesus well. Two words. Let's get in the book. I'm going to leave y'all alone tonight. Amen. Verse 5. I'm going to be before you long. Let me see what kind of time I got. Okay. Verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Don't you know when you or that are walking in your full authority, hear what I'm saying. Those of you who are walking in your full authority, when you even go to the nail shop, women, you may be dressed down. You know what I mean? You ain't got no makeup. Your hair ain't really combed. I mean, you know, not really fixed up like you would normally. You probably got on a hat, a ponytail. You got on some jeans, a jean skirt, just a blouse or whatever, you know. And then you come up in there and you going into a place. Even though you walking in your authority, somebody going to know who you are. They may not know your name, but they'll see your stance and the way you carry yourself. Because one thing about a person that knows who they are in God, they walk upright with a it's not an air of arrogance, but I'm talking about for those of us, because I'm not arrogant, for those of us who walk in authority, knowing that we're in authority, we come in a room, all eyes is on us. That's what Tupac said. All eyes be on you. So, you ain't got to walk in there with no swag. Go in there and sit down at the table, and then somebody be looking at you. You could feel somebody looking at you over your shoulders. And then somebody come up to you, aren't you a pastor? And you say, why do you say that? Because this is what I say. Why do you think I'm a pastor? She says, because you're just the way you carry yourself, the way you look. I said, ma'am, I'm dressed down. I don't have on no clothes. I ain't got on no makeup. She said, but you just look like a woman in authority. So I'm trying to say that to you. Here as Jesus was walking into Capernaum, the centurion man started beseeching him. He started, hey, listen, I don't know this dude for real. This is what I'm paraphrasing. I don't really know this dude like that. But this dude look like he got something that I need. Come on here. This dude got something that I need to have, and I got to go ahead and beseech this brother. I got to go ahead and confront him, right? So then the Bible says, verse 6, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And why would you say he was tormented? Well, any two time a person got palsy, they make those noises. You know, it's like if you're a spiritual person or a prophetic person, you know that those are groaning, and it sounds like demons. It sounds like they're crying out different noises, and it sounds exactly like demons being expelled, or they're about to be expelled. And so they just make it all these, all kinds of noises, right? So you don't know if they're hurting, what is going on with them. So the Bible calls them grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Somebody say, God is on his way to my house. Woo, Shekah, Mandoboshaya. You better say, God is on his way to my house. God is on his way to your house tonight. Y'all, oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't want to have no church. We're going to have to get some music that give us a praise break every now and again, because y'all don't want to have no church tonight. God is on his way to your house. Woo, I felt that thing. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. How many of you know tonight that some of you live in a double life, some of you live in a triple life? God ain't worthy to come in your house. God ain't worthy to come in your life. But because he's God, he's going to come anyhow, because he loves you and he cares about you. This man knew. Listen, this man wasn't no saved, feel, Holy Ghost feel, man. Some of y'all saved and feel. You still living like the junkyard dog. Some of y'all saved and feel, and you still don't love nobody. Some of you say that fear, and you will cross out your leader or anybody at any given moment. You're so low down and dirty. Your ways are so treacherous. Honorable Shia, who am I talking to tonight? But the Bible begins to declare, this centurion man, hallelujah, was a man, not Messiah. But not only was he a man, you see how the Bible says a centurion man, uh-huh. He cried. He said, listen, brother, listen, I know you, dude. I know you. I know some of you. I done heard something in the air about you. But I ain't worthy. Even though, listen, I don't know you that well, but I ain't worthy for you to go to my house. You can't come now. Cause you can't come now because you don't know what you're going to find. You may find 3 and 4, 5 concubines. You may go in there and find another. Oh my God. You may find something you won't want to see. Uh-huh. You may find this and you may find that. I don't want you to go. Hallelujah. I'm talking better than y'all saying anything. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But this man said, but if you would just speak the word, somebody say, speak the word only. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now this man, really, he's speaking faith. This man is speaking to somebody who can help him. Uh-huh. A lot of times you have people in your view, in your hands, in your circle that can help you, but you're saying the wrong stuff. My God. You got people in your circle that can benefit you, but you're saying the wrong thing. And sometimes they get aggravated because you ain't speaking right, so they just shut down on you. And you get mad at them because they shutting down. But don't you know we get tired? Can I talk tonight? Can I be transparent? We get tired when we trying to teach you what to speak, how to speak it so that God can move, and you still want to speak elementary. You still want to act like like you ain't grown. You still want to act like you don't have no knowledge, that we ain't trying to teach you nothing. And see, you acting dumb, and you listen here, you're going to have to act smart if you want to get some, amen? Hallelujah for this man. So just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority. Y'all hear me say that all the time. Y'all hear me say that I'm a woman. I told that this new police officer, if we didn't have the upset church Sunday, my God, I don't want to get into that. But let me say this. I understand when all the ops are on time, all of the ops, we have about 4 different ops in church Sunday, and all because they were all on time, it caused some people not to pull up in church. They said, oh, I ain't going to make it. Oh, my God. I wanted to say, baby, they didn't come here for you. They came here because they needed a word from the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Well, I'm trying. Glory to God. Yes, Dr. Kim and Kim, I had all the officers up in there from 4 different back branches right here where I live. They were 4 different branches of, you know, different parts of the little town. And listen, they were dressed in attire. Come on here. Glory to God. And my... I was getting text, and they were saying, oh, I'm not coming. I ain't going to be there because something came up. Well, they said, I left some soda on the porch to the back steps of the church. It don't pay to be late, because if you be on time, come on here. And then one lady came, you know, Lord bless her. I just thank God for her. The Lord is just mending our relationship, bringing her into our family, amen. And she was like, Lord, I looked at one police officer truck, and I looked over there. I saw another police officer truck. Then I looked over. I said, all of them was on time like that. You know, they were. And so she said, Lord, now I don't know what's going on up in here. She said, but I don't know if I need to come up in here or not, but I'm going on and obey you, God. I'm going on in. She came on in and so we could not leave up out of the place Sunday. We just had to sit and talk. Police officers had to be on duty. They were just sitting and talking. I mean, it was just beautiful. You know, they were in there. They were dressed for work. You know, and it was just crazy how God did that thing. But anyway, I just thank God. But anyway, so I said to the police officer, I said, I'm a woman under authority, and I'm a woman. So here you have him, the centurion ministers. I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he do it. Verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed. Now listen, he got to turn around to the followers. He says, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, apostle, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why is that going to happen? And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant, and his servant, sorry, was healed in the same self hour. Somebody say same self. Jesus is on his way to your house in the same self hour. Before we can get off the phone tonight, Jesus is going to visit you. Before you get off the phone and go to bed tonight, Jesus is going to visit you. Some of you gotta, some of you like to overthink a thing. Some of you gotta let it digest. You ain't got to let it digest, honey. God going to do it. Amen. You got to just receive. And that's what's wrong with you. Y'all don't have no faith. My God, y'all don't have no faith tonight. This is the whole essence of the centurion man. Somebody who really didn't know Jesus. He was a man in authority. He was what you call a sergeant or a lieutenant. Ah, glory to God. He was a sergeant or a lieutenant. Amen. He was in authority, yet he had men under him. He told him to go, they go with. And he told him to come, they came. But listen, the kingdom of God is raising it up in this hour. that many getting ready to come into the kingdom of God. Many of them, amen, into the kingdom. And many of you children of the kingdom, you're going to be cast out. You know why? Because you're not living right. You're lying. You're cheating. You're stealing. You're robbing people without a gun. You just don't want to submit your will to God's will for your life. You are doing everything but what he told you to do. You are busybodying other folks' matters, and then you sit up and act like you can't talk. Then you act like you don't want to talk. But when you talk when you want to talk, amen, but when you're talking, you ain't saying nothing. It's time for you to open up your mouth and say something to the Lord and of a good tone, of a good word, not nothing of the negative, because God don't act in your selfish prayers when you say, God, just kill them all. That's not the way he don't answer that way. Now, your daddy, the devil, does, so maybe you're talking to him. Hallelujah. But listen, be very careful in this hour. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You're going to have to start, because the same thing you're speaking over a prophet of God, and they're walking in their calling, even though they may not be perfect, but yet they're trying, striving. God, you're going to, listen, you're going to be dealt that same thing. You're going to be dealt with the same measure that you're trying to meet with somebody else. Be careful of how you're dogging out folks in the kingdom that are in the kingdom, and especially God's leaders. Don't you try to judge them. Don't you try to put your mouth on them. Don't you try to bring them down. Come on here. That ain't your job. Your job as a member of the body of Christ is to pray. Hush your mouth. Pray. Cover them and pray till they recover. You want somebody to cover your mess. Oh my God. You doing everything up under the sun, but yet you want to prophesy. Sit down and get delivered. I said it. You got to be careful. You try to make, you say, oh, Lord, we want to make a mockery out of everything. But, you know, the true mockery is this. One thing is, when you have leaders that can see well in the spirit, don't too much miss them, okay? A lot of times they don't say it all. Sometimes if you're like me, sometimes I be about to bust. And sometimes I can't say it, but then I can't carry it all on my face too long. Not for too long. I can for some period. But sometimes you get fed up with liars, people that manipulate the situations, people that are manipulators, and those who try to sow discord among the brethren. They do it outside, or, you know, they're outside talking about you to other leaders, or outside saying things that they shouldn't have to say as leaders. When you say you are a leader and you are a lead, I'm a leader to leaders. I know who I am. And can't nobody, they can say what they want to say about Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter, but listen, my works are recorded in heaven, and I'm so glad about it, because what they say don't mean nothing compared to what God says about me. And what he says concerning me is everything, right? So when people trying to put bad mouth your name, your rep, and try to rep you bad, try to make you look bad in front of people, that's only so that the other people can't connect with you, because they want to be the only ones in your life. But that's not neither here nor there. Listen here, God bringing folks from the north, south, east, and the west. They're coming in. They're coming into the kingdom. They're coming into the house of God. I'm trying to tell you, with one monkey, don't stop no show. Y'all better hear me tonight. Don't y'all let anybody try to stop, think that they are the glue to your story, to your book, that they are the glue to your life. God is the connector. God is the one that severed the ties. God is the one that do the separation. Ain't no man going to stop what God has for me. I'm the only one that can change my story. And as far as I'm concerned, for God I live, for God I die. Glory to God. So listen, people of God, here this man was a man in authority and under authority. And I'm going to give you a quick summation of this whole thing. And so here it is, the Lord, you know, he was as the God. Jesus was entering in Capernaum, and he's going through the soldier man who was he with. Okay, the Bible, one Bible says, oh, no, says a captain. He's a captain. I said sergeant or a lieutenant, trying to give an illustration. He said, I don't want to put you through all this trouble. Just give the order, and my servant will be fine. He says, I'm a man who takes orders and gives orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes to another. Come, and he comes to my slaves. This man has slaves, y'all. And now I ain't talking about African-American faces. I don't know what color they were. Do this, and he does that. Taken aback, Jesus said, I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel. The very people who are supposed to know all about God and how he works. This man is a vanguard of many outsiders. This man wasn't saved, y'all. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He wasn't saved at all. who will soon be coming from all directions. God is letting us know they're getting ready to come in, streaming in from the east, pouring in from the west, sitting down at God's kingdom banquet alongside Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then those who grew up in the faith, you the ones who've been sitting in the way all that time. I've been in the church 30 years. All right, what you been doing? Nothing. You've been in the way. Every time a new person come in, you try to book them out of the way. You try to get them back out the door. That's what y'all been doing. You've been sitting in the way. Here's the word. The word of the Lord says, you've been in, Lord Jesus, you grew up in the faith. There are a lot of you have grown up in the faith. Your parents brought you to church. They tried to raise you in the admonition of the Lord. Some of you didn't come to the church till you was grown. However the case, you got there. Why are we not trying to bring folks in instead of keeping the ones that's coming in, keeping them out? They looking at your faces. They looking at the way you screak them. They looking at how you handle them. They know, people know when you don't like them. Come on, let's stop acting like we don't. People know when you have a nasty disposition. Either you're not sure of yourself, you're not pleased with who you are, or you got man problems or something. Because, you know, if you ain't got none of that going on, you shouldn't be nasty when folks come in the house of God. You ought to be glad people are coming in. You should be in position to celebrate with them. Help celebrate their victories, because they came one Sunday, then they come back another. That's a victory. Because some people don't ever go back to church again after being hurt by people in the church. That's how people go out the door, because they got hurt by somebody in the church. Lord have mercy. So as he's saying, but you said that you have faith, the ones who grew up in the faith but have no faith, the Lord said, will find themselves out in the cold, outsiders to grace, and wondering what happened. Then Jesus turned to the captain and said, go. What you believe could happen has happened. So tonight I say to you, whatever you are believing God for, for those of you who got faith, all of us got faith, but some of you don't talk like you have faith, and that is your problem. Tonight, I want to let you know that for those of you who everybody, he says he gave every one of us a measure of faith. So we got faith, but for those of you who don't, who have faith, but you're not talking faith, that's why God ain't moving. For those of you who didn't understand why you're still dealing with this money issue, you're still dealing with this man problem, you're still dealing with this female problem, you're still dealing with your children problem, because you're not operating in faith. Faith and obedience equals manifestations. Faith and obedience, I said it together. Faith and, you got to have faith in order to believe God. You have to have obedience in order to do what God is telling you to do. You have to have obedience to submit to God. So if you ain't got no obedience because you got the faith, because he said he gave every man a measure, but everybody don't obey. My God. So that's where you're missing it at, people. So on tonight, close the paperback Bible, if you will. On tonight, we want you to get some obedience. In order for you to obey God, you must hear what God is saying. You must follow the instructions. God gives us instructions. God have placed leaders in your life that he have given you. He says, I will give you pastors after my heart. He's talking about his heart, not yours. Because he know what your heart is like. So he got to give you a pastor that can handle your heart. Because some of you come treacherous, you ready to kill, you ready to cut, you ready to fight, you ready to bite. And you got to have a pastor who can just shut that down in the Holy Ghost. They may not be a rowdy person, they may not be a mean person, but they can shut that down in the Holy Ghost and keep on moving. Because some of your motives that you're displaying is not God. Some of your motives you're displaying is of your own flesh, right? So we got, the Bible tells us to put our flesh under subjection daily. You don't just put it under subjection on Monday through Friday, but then say on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to let it hang out. No, we do it every day. Amen. Do it every day. But it's not easy. It's not easy being a leader when you have people that rise up against you that you cover. That ain't an easy job. But guess what? We can do it, though, because we do. We do it. Every church have people that rise up against their leaders, and they come up against them hard, and they think, well, some of their leaders don't know, but, you know, the ones who on the take, they don't care. They don't give a care. But the ones who concern about your soul, we do care. We give a care, because your soul is at stake. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, God is on his way to your house. God is, listen, you're going to be healed. Somebody going to be healed tonight in the same self hour. Somebody is getting ready to be healed because you need to be healed in your mind. Your mind is wandering. You're thinking negative about people that ain't did nor said anything against you. You're thinking negative about situations that God said it was all right. If God said it's okay, then it's okay. You got to stop allowing the enemy to speak. Shut that voice down. Shut that down in Jesus' name. I thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in on tonight. We're getting ready to open up the phone lines. That is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, God is visiting you. Hallelujah. Tonight, God is going to heal somebody that needs healing tonight. The same sub-hour before we get off this line, somebody getting healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Kim and Kim, let's open up these phone lines. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Now listen, I forgot to give my instructions. When you come on, I want your name, city, and state. Let me know where you're chiming in from. If you have a prayer request, give me your prayer request. If not, we're going to see what the Lord has to say. Amen, and we're going to move on. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you that are on tonight. Amen. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. I can hardly hear you, ma'am. Your phone has faded out. I need you to speak up a little louder, please. For somebody.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Dr. Apostle. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm blessed just like you. This is Jamaica from Mobile, Alabama.
God bless you tonight.
I thank God for the word on tonight. It encouraged me in my spirit, in my mind, to run on to see what the very end going to be. And I thank you for being obedient.
Amen.
And being obedient and hearkening to the voice of the Lord. You are a true, mighty woman of God, a willing vessel. Last evil days, thank God for you being obedient because you have encouraged me on this evening. I thank you.
God bless you. Hey, Shonda Mosiah. Hiya. Healing just hit your house. Woo! Shit. Hey, God. Shonda Mosiah. That thing that was that you went to the doctor to the hospital twice for, it was sent to you.
Amen.
That thing was sent to you to keep you from getting in school for the summer courses. It was sent to you, but the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. God is exalted. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You'll never be defeated. You shall never be defeated.
Amen.
My God. You're going to finish. Then to let you know that it was sent to you, got a text message that wanted you to say you can lead the way on a funeral. Uh-oh. Come on now. Because you got your credentials. Come on here. You better walk up. I shine that God is speaking to you today. My Shekha. Lord have mercy. Oh, yeah. You can lead the funeral. Oh, Lord. Good God from Zion. Hey, listen here. Get back in perspective, huh? I just had to get out of character for 1 minute. I'm sorry. Let me come on back down. Come on back down, Pop. Woo! Jesus. Woman of God. You can lead the funeral, woman of God. Do it any kind of way you want. He said you can take lead on this one. Well, what he going to say? Because we had an uncle to die today, this evening. They're going to tell you can take lead on that one, too?
Anything for business, yes, ma'am.
Okay. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. I got to go. Great evening, Carly. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening.
Great evening, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Blessed be unto you.
I accept them, honey.
My name is Tanya Ross. I'm from Theodore, Alabama. Enjoying the word on tonight. I thank God for the word for week. Ma'am,
yes.
I'm doing all right. I'm thankful for the word because we always, everybody need a leader. You know what I'm saying? Everybody need one. And he was so humble, Lord. So meek to know that Jesus can send a word. He didn't have to go.
Come
just send the word.
Come on.
I thank God for knowing we got power.
Come on now.
My day was good, man. I thought, I thank God for you. I thank God for what you're calling on your life. Continue to do what God is calling you to do in this dispensation. And thank God for the outpour. You know, moving some out the way and putting them on the remnant in the places that
is
called for us to be in. I give God the glory for that. I give God the honor. And he be blessed. Oh my God.
I listen. I thank God. Hey, listen. When I get back home,
I know that.
Yes, Lord. I am still on fire. I'm still basking in the Holy Ghost. But woman of God, I'm telling you that. Listen, the people getting ready to see you in a total different form. Oh, Lord, that was one of the messages, wasn't it? But for real, in a total different form, it's a different kind of anointing. It's like God giving you some new swag. It's all right. God do it. He doing a new thing. It's a new swag. Ah, yeah, but I say a new swag where it's going to be so much more carefree. Amen. Carefree and just so relatable, so carefree, and God says you're getting ready to do ministry at ease. Ain't gonna be no struggle, ain't gonna be no fight. It's gonna be at ease. It's gonna be at ease for you to do what God calling you to do. Now I'm not saying that your fight ain't gonna come because of what you got to deliver in you. It's demanding a fight, okay? It's gonna cause some to rise up against you, but God have already prepared you for that. You prepared and ready. You know what I'm saying? Because the word that's in you, they ain't going to like it because they want you to stay their bestie. They want you to say, okay, she's on my team, but yeah, she's on your team, but she still got the power to correct you. She still got the power to set you straight. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. Right now, God is taking you out of the, what you would say, I don't want to say your circle, but he's removing you physically. You know, they can see you physically, but spiritually, God is removing you so that because what he's doing with you on the outside, on the sidelines at night, and when they don't nobody know, he's dealing with you about their heart. He's dealing with you about where they should be, where they lacking, where they didn't, where they should have been teaching you, they didn't. And now, you see what I'm saying? And so what has happened is they didn't pour into you like they were supposed to, which caused there to be some delay. Even in you, there was a delay, but because they didn't want you to supersede them because of the threat. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we be threatened. Sometimes leaders be threatened by all those up and coming, us up and coming. I have leaders. They sometimes be like, I want you, but then I want you to do this, but then they're going to try to dictate. Well, you know, I want the apostle, but. Now, don't be prophesying all the folks stuff. I said, well, I am of the learned. I know what to prophesy and what not. But now what you ain't going to do is by my voice. I'm going to say what God say. And you ain't going to be, I don't care how much, you can give me a 5,000 if you want to, 20,000. It ain't going to buy my tongue. If God say it, I'm going to say it. All right? So because I got another God. I'm in authority. But, honey, I'm so under authority, too, okay? But I'm under his authority. So if he say speak it, who are you to tell me I can't speak it? I just understand that. That's why sometimes I go, woman of God, I've been traveling here lately. I go, they don't call me back. It's all right. It's for such a time as this. So when I go and clean up house that one time, I don't have to go back. I shouldn't have to go back. You ought to be able to keep it in order then, right? And so that's what God is doing with us in this hour. You know, he's just sending us out to battle. And we got to hit it, quit it. Hit it, quit it, and go on back home, you know, but we got to release. And so God is getting ready to let you release in places that you have been as a member, and they ain't going to like it. Tell you that now. But you got strong. You got tough skin. You done been around the road. Now, God had to build you in that area. You know, you cry a lot. You a weeping prophet. Yes, you are a prophetess. But you ain't going to be crying then, I guarantee you. They're going to think something. They're going to be calling the fire department. But baby, you better put out some stuff up in now. You hear what I'm saying? You getting ready to set off some atomic bombs. And God is giving them, this is their last warning, woman of God. This is what I hear the Lord say. But I hear the Lord say, you're getting ready to set out bombs in these churches, and this is going to be their last and final warning. You need to write this down. I hear the Lord say, I'm going to say it again, that well, you can catch it by replay. When she posts it on my page, it'll be replay and go back. But I hear the Lord say that you shall, in this hour, he's sending you to some places to set out fire bombs. And as you set out these bombs, this is their last and their final warning. This is their final warning, God says. Or there shall be great destruction of the house of God. He said, because I've been warning them for years, and they have not adhered to my voice and to my word and to the ones that I have sent. So God said, Andabasheke, Yandabaso, Yandabasaya. This is the last warning, says the Spirit of grace. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Woo, share God now, my soul. Yes, God. Hallelujah. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. Go in peace, woman of God. So it's what you're doing is you're going to set doom and destruction. You're going to set it. You're going to set the fire bomb. And you're going to set it, and you got to go. You got to exit because God is shutting it down.
Amen.
He's shutting it down.
Amen.
They won't be playing no more. Playing. Ain't nobody going to be pity, patty, party, potting, slipping and tipping and underneath the clothes and out of the clothes having sex in the church. Oh, Shekai. Right out of my shire. God said, I shall shut it down. They kind of both hit it about Shia. Yeah, Sikaranda, or Roshi, hit it about Shia. Hababan, so Korianda, but
I know it was he told me God spoke to me by being a clean up woman. Huh? And here you go. Oh, my God. I know that's true. I know it's God. I know it's God.
Jesus.
Thank you
for confirmation,
Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
Hiya. Sikaranda, See, they don't know what they have done. Mm-hmm. They've done a lot of things. Ah, even unto you, says God. But you didn't. You took it and you kept it and you kept going. You took it and you kept it and you kept going. But now is the final hour. If they don't adhere to your voice, shake the dust. Take your peace with you now. You got to pick your peace up and take it with you when you walk out the door, because there may not be no return.
Yeah.
So when you set the bomb, when you set bomb, you'll be ready to walk on out of there. Have your bags in your hand when you stand up. Because you let them see that you're getting ready to walk out. And let it rip and go on out to church. And then you got to watch from afar. You won't have to watch from afar. You can't go back and watch. God said, you have to, because he don't want to destroy you by you being in there. When he destroyed the church, he don't want to destroy it, but you can't be in there.
I know. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. And it is so. And it is so. So it is. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
That is the word of the Lord for you, woman of God. I love you.
Love you.
And God bless you. Listen, good people, and under Basaya, I don't like to speak words like that, but if it God said, I'ma say it. God, God, I trust you, God. Yes, yes, God. Lord, we thank you for this timing that you've allowed me to be here. Listen, people, I want y'all to meet me next week. Same bat time, same bat station, same Jesus time, same Jesus station. It's all about God. Ain't nothing going over here but Jesus. We thank God. We celebrate his birth, resurrection, and his death and resurrection. We love God on tonight. Dr. Kim and Kim, I appreciate you, woman of God. It's been real. See y'all next week. God bless. Shalom.
blessing. It's only you. Oh, how you reign in my life today. I choose you, Jesus. It's only you.
It's you, it's you, it's you, Lord.
What more can I ask for? It's only you.
You
gave me love.
Love, love, love.
So I can show it's you. There's none like Jesus.